As most of you well know, February is Black History Month. So tonight, we would like to salute one of our forgotten heroes in African-American history. From the Awu Awu Resort Hotel in Hawaii, please give it up for the godfather of black surf music, Mr. Elroy Preston. Go, Elroy. Be back. Be back.
It's a Wahoo in the house. Well, look there. I'd like to say aloha to all my kamaaders. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't, don't, don't.
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't, don't, don't.
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't, don't, don't.
Don't you know no good? Don't, don't, don't.
Why'd you make me pay?
Why'd you make me pay?
Gino and their engagement.
Here,
here,
here, here,
here,
there. Boom.
Yo, man, I can't believe you did it, man.
Well, believe it, Cole. Gina, show him the ring. Come on, baby, that's the old ring. Bye bye. Keep it up there. Cole, that ring costs about 3 big screen TVs.
Damn. What was she giving you, bro?
All the love in my heart for the rest of his life.
Ooh, that's so sweet, Gina. All the love. She's sweet.
You got played, bruh.
Cole, you don't understand, brother. You see, when you love a woman, you do things for her. I mean, that's what love's about.
Come on now, I know about love, man. I know. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about moving in with Big Shirley in the spring. Yeah, her son's going away to college. Yeah, he going away.
Shut up. Okay, just shut up! Thank you.
All right, everybody. I've got some real news. You guys remember Crazy Vanessa? Well, we get back together, dog. She gets out of rehab this weekend.
You know what? Our love is touching everybody. I mean, you, me, Tommy, Cole. There isn't anyone our love can't reach. You know that, huh?
What? What are y'all looking at? Martin, don't even try it. Like you and Gino really ever getting married. Who is he kidding?
Wait. What's that supposed to mean, Pam?
What I mean, Martin, is when's the wedding, bro? Have you set a date? Are you still gonna keep stringing Gino along like you have been doing for the past 2 years?
Hey, you know what? We've set a date, Pam.
Yes, Pam. Reverend Barnes is coming over tomorrow to talk about the service.
It's great.
Pam, I can see the hurt in your eyes
It's written all over your face. I want you to know there's a man out there for you somewhere.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you.
One day he'll be parole.
Martin.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that wine and CD?
Gina, I want the Rev to know how much I love the law. Okay? babe, break out the Bible I stole from the motel, all right?
No, we're not pulling that out.
So I can see it around on the table.
Gina! Martin? Huh? Oh, I was so happy to hear about your engagement.
Oh, thank you, Reverend Barnes.
Well, I guess there are a few things we need to talk about.
Yeah, well.
We go right down the checklist.
Okay.
We need to set a date.
Oh, August 22nd.
All right, morning, afternoon, evening.
Afternoon.
Okay. Wait. I mean, don't I have something to say in all this? I mean, Gina, I bought the ring. Please, show the Rev the ring. Come on, get the ring up. Show the Rev the ring.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
That's right, Rev. Cost me about 1,000 Bibles. 2 weeks of passing the bucket, Rev. I ain't getting no change, nothing, man. Y'all don't believe in the change back, huh?
Martin.
Yeah.
Martin.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to hear about how much this ring costs for the rest of our marriage?
You wouldn't have to hear that, Gina, if you wore the price tag like I told you.
Maybe you two can clear that up and get back to me. All right, now, do you have a best man? Cole Brown.
Cole? Why not Tommy?
Because I met Cole first.
But Cole is going to mess it up. He's going to lose the ring. It's my day, and
Gina,
I want Tommy.
Gina, I want Cole.
Perhaps we would do a little better with the maid of honor.
Oh, that's easy. Pamela James.
Beady beat, hell no! Hell no! No, Gina, why she got to be there?
Because she's my best friend, Martin.
Oh, that's gonna change after we get married.
What's that supposed to mean?
I know some things about...
Excuse me, as I jump right in here.
Something's on
the board. Have you two discussed this marriage at all?
Well, yeah, we discussed it.
She called me at the radio station and told me about it.
We wrote our own vows.
Oh, that's very good. Can I see what you've written so far?
Yeah, this one is mine. That's yours. Me.
Oh, that's good. That's marvelous, Gina.
That's long, babe.
No, I got some things I don't understand about you. Yeah, check it out. Yeah. I just had a lot of questions.
Well, there are going to have to be a few changes, Martin.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Like just mentioning your wife's weight requirements?
What?
Oh, no. No, Rev, that's not really a requirement. That's more like a goal.
You put something in there about my weight.
Well, Gina, you know how some women get after you get married? You get bloated, Twizzlers coming.
Oh, my God. I
don't know if I can carry the weight.
I can't believe you put my weight in your vows. That is so tacky. You are going to ruin my wedding, Martin.
Your wedding, Gina? I'm the only one who put up the front money, huh? Do you know how much that ring costs? I ain't get a thank you card from you or nothing, Gina. You know what I'm saying? Your mother raised you better than that.
I am so tired of hearing how much that ring costs. I put the love on the line.
Martin, Gina, peace. I'm through.
You done? You don't want to know anything else about the wedding?
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be no wedding, Gina, because I refuse to marry you. You people obviously aren't ready to be married.
No, I ain't gonna let them spoil your day. Wait a minute. I know what it is. I know what you like, R.L. You ain't seen no moolah all day. I know, I got that.
Money has nothing to do with it. I refuse to marry you unless you attend my couples retreat at the church lodge this weekend.
Oh, no, Rev, I'm sorry. Can't do that, man. I can't go to no couples retreat. You know why? Because the Pistons are playing the Bulls, man. And I don't know if Jordan's coming back. How am I miss Jordan in the air?
You can tape it. We will be there, Reverend.
Oh, no, Gina. I ain't got time to go to no retreat, okay? We will go to another church.
No.
Rev, you got to go.
Martin, go it.
No. Lord, I'm sorry, but your boy's out of line.
Maybe don't, no, okay?
Rev, can I speak to you for a minute? Cool. Now, Rev, usually when I throw a man out of my house, I tell him, get to stepping. Mm. But you're a Rev. I don't disrespect y'all. So please, let me say a prayer. All right. Please help the Rev to get home safe. And do not let the doorknob hit him when you showing us flip. Amen.
Struck
Bye, Lightning. Stay away from me.
The Lord not play around.
Hey. Hey, baby. How's your room?
Terrible. Terrible, Jenna. How come you did not mention to me we was gonna have to sleep in separate rooms? Huh? How am I get my freak on? Had me up all night.
It might be fun. Okay, stop.
Oh, Jenna, please. Yo, my boy Jay Mowdy. What's up, yo?
How you doing, man?
And your baby, they work out at the gym with me. They cool boys, Jenna.
Okay. Yeah, they all right.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Eastside Baptist Church's Couples Retreat. Now, come on. This year, we're trying something new. So I want everybody to welcome our first gay couple, Jay and Valdez. All right. Now, we want to try a really fun exercise called role reversal. It allows us to see our partners as we see ourselves. Now, Martin, would you go first?
Who, me?
Yes, just pretend you're Gina.
Yeah, I think I got one. Let me see. You're gonna love this. Check it out. Pipe Hank. No, Martin, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't be happy. No, Martin. You're Timber Martin. Change, Martin. Don't, Martin. No, Martin. Don't ever, Martin. For me, Martin. No, Martin.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's you, man. That's how you be acting.
Oh,
you don't want me to be happy. That's how you be acting.
Funny. Now it's my turn.
Hey, represent me right, girl. Represent me right.
What? I'm stomping with the big dog. Somebody done told you wrong. Pluck out, cat out. What? Get out. Get out. Get the stepping. Raise up. Respect my house. I said get the stepping.
You ain't gonna act like that.
No,
pull my hair and all that. Don't be talking about doing all that stuff.
Anybody else see what is wrong here? Daryl.
Martin has a really bad temper. Everything he says is angry. He's an angry, angry man.
Man, sit your dumb ass down
you
and
see
shut
that? Up. This is
we don't know, man. We don't know.
All right, Martin, I think you should spend some time in the angry corner.
Man, don't play with me. The what?
5 minutes, brother, in the angry corner.
You better go, boy. Go on. What you say?
Okay, everybody, we did some good work today, huh?
You got me and
Martin and Gina. You two have problems. You need to do some thinking about your relationship.
You see that?
You know, this is whack.
You're not even trying, Martin.
Damn trying, Gina, I'm here. All right, I'm missing the game. Jordan's probably back.
You heard what everybody said. You have a bad temper, and if you don't do something about it, we're never gonna make it.
I do not have a temper, Gina. Man, I mean, people make me mad, all right? They're the ones with the problem, baby. Did you ever think about that?
Is that what you think, that it's everybody else?
I know.
Okay. You know what? If you think that, woo! Honey, it is gonna be a long weekend.
Psst. Psst. It'd be a long weekend. Longer than you know. So, you saying when I throw people out my house, it hurts their feelings?
That's right, Martin. Yeah. And the next time you're feeling anger,
yeah,
and you feel like you're about to yell at somebody, what you really need to do is give them a hug.
Give them a hug? Gina?
Hmm?
Give me a hug? Wow.
Yo, man. Why? Yeah. I feel so much better now.
Hey.
Daryl, earlier I told you to sit your dumb ass down. That wasn't right. No, Daryl, that wasn't right. I'm sorry. Give me a hug. Oh, Daryl, my boy. Hugs for everybody. Because I feel so much better now. I really thank you.
Baby, I'm so happy you're trying, but don't go overboard.
Reverend.
Winnie.
Sometimes I feel like Daryl just tunes me out, and he doesn't hear a word I have to say.
I wonder why, whiny Mandela.
Gina, that woman's done nothing to you. Rev, I would like to report some anger in the room. Gina over here is talking about people. I don't want to say who because I'd hurt Winnie's feelings. Gina, you want to tell the group what you said about Winnie?
Shut up, Martin. Let's shut up.
All right, Gina. All right. I think somebody should spend some time in the angry corner.
Yeah. Winnie, I am so sorry. She's turning around, Rev. Rev, now I know why you say amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, break time, everybody. Break time. Gina, you can come out now.
Hugs.
Martin, we have to talk.
Would you like to go to the sharing chair?
Damn the sharing chair, Martin.
Don't holler at me. I'll tell the rev to put you back in the angry corner.
Okay. You can stop now, all right? I see what you're doing. You can stop.
Stop what, Gina? Gina, this is for real. I've hurt people. I've hurt people, Gina. I've thrown them out my house, my car, the radio station. I'm not right.
Okay, all right. I see what time it is. It's on now. It's on.
All right, everybody, I want to do an exercise now based on trust. Trust. I want everybody to tell their partner something from the heart. Martin, you want to tell Gina something from the heart?
Yeah, I sure do, Rev. Thank you. Gina, you have transformed me. I was an angry man. But with your help, I've crossed the river of anger to land on the island of love. Won't you join me in my quest?
Gina, you want to tell Martin anything at all?
Martin.
Yeah.
I think your radio show sucks.
All right, Gina. Angry corner.
No, it's all right. I can handle that. That ain't nothing, Rev. I am a man at peace with myself. You have any other problems with me, Gina?
Well, there is your height.
What about my height? What you saying? I'm short?
No, not exactly. You gotta be an inch taller to be short. You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying, Gina?
Let me explain. See, you remember that shirt I bought you for Christmas?
Yeah.
Got that from Baby Gap.
You told me I was working out and you liked the way my clothes fit on me?
What?
You want to take that back? You in public, Gina.
No.
You want to take that back?
No, I'm not taking anything back. Martin, you've been messing with me this whole week.
thinking being so nice, I could kill you.
Only reason I was being all nice, to prove to you to like me the way I am. Quit trying to change me,
Jenna. Martin, look. I'm only asking for you to watch your temper. That's just one small little itty-bitty change, Martin.
Small change? That's who I am. I throw people out.
All right, Martin, but what about me? You threw me out of a car once. Don't do that, all right?
Depends on what you say, how fast I'm going. All right, girl, you and this girl. All right, look, girl. You know what? I will try for you, Gina. I will try to watch my temper, okay?
That is a good start. Come on, everybody. Let's have a hug circle.
Rev, we can't make that because we got a game to catch. Come on, baby.
That's what I'm talking. You and me against the world, girl. Yes! Go on.
Now, see, that's what honesty in a relationship can do. That couple is going to make it. Now, is there anybody else who want to share something with their partner?
Reverend.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Valdez, man. This something I've been wanting to tell you for a while. See, I ain't gay, man.
Well, yo, man, I ain't gay neither.
All right, man.
Plus,